Uncle Charlie.
Hi. Glad to see you home early. It was so quiet around here, I was getting the creeps.
Where's Chip and Ernie?
At Ernie's school. It's old grad's homecoming day. You know, the old guys like Chip are revisiting the school of their youth.
Old grads in grammar school?
Yeah. In my day, kids Chip's age wore short pants and high-button shoes and acted like kids.
Well, I gotta make a lot of calls. I need four girls to help me with my homework.
Yeah, and that's another thing. In my day, we carried the girls' books, and they were no help at all.
Hi, Tommy. I'm Mr. Merlin. I'm Mr. Black.
I'm Mr. Osterman. Used to be my old math teacher.
The old place looks pretty much the same, except for Miss Kinneman's room.
They had to paint it after Lonnie Clausen and Joe Bill Tolliver had a squirt gun fight.
They used to have some great squirt gun fights, except they never had to repaint the walls.
They used ink. Lonnie was firing washable blue, but Joe Bill had a whole bottle of indelible red.
Boy, the things you kids get away with these days.
Hey, Douglas.
Hey, Miller.
How you doing?
Oh, getting by. You know my kid brother, Ernie?
Yeah, you ended up at Fillmore Junior, didn't you?
Yeah. How do you like Grover Cleveland?
Oh, it's okay. You ever hear anything of Link Niehaus or Reber Sloan?
Well, Niehaus is in a couple of classes with me. He shaves almost every week.
You gotta be kidding.
Every week?
Almost. Well, what about Reber?
I don't know what became of old Reber. We really had some wild times with old Reber.
Yeah, those were the days. Not a care in the world. Live it up while you can, kid.
Yeah, because when you leave old Longfellow, the fun's over.
Good to see you, Douglas.
So long. Boy, he was a wild guy.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Melissa. You remember my brother, Chip?
Yes, I remember Chip.
Hi. How come Melissa Carter said hi to you?
We're friends.
Since when are you friends with a girl?
Since I met Melissa.
How come a sixth grader like her is being friendly with a fourth grader like you?
Melissa says she never knew anybody so easy to talk to.
How long has this been going on?
Ever since she spilled her hinges.
Did what?
One day at recess, she spilled a whole package of stamp hinges, and I helped her pick them up. She asked me if I wanted to see her presidentials, and I said, sure.
Ernie.
And then she found out I had a Liberian triangle. And since then, I've been walking her home most every afternoon.
You mean she saves stamps now?
Sure. Melissa's very scientific. Why are you so interested?
No special reason.
This afternoon, I'm going over to her house. We're going to look for honeycomb watermarks. See you, Joe.
Me.
Behind that other stack of books is Bernadine Michaels.
Oh.
How do you do?
Put them out over there on that table, Bernadine.
Boy, Rob, what's with all the books?
Well, I've got a special term project due in sociology next week, Dad. Bernadine is a research whiz.
Oh, you're a collaborator. Huh?
Dad, she doesn't read books by the page. She reads them by the pound.
So Bernadine does the research. What is your contribution?
Well, I'm the coordinator, Dad. Oh, don't you? Although right now, I guess I'm not very coordinated. Atta girl, Bernadine.
Pot roast tonight, huh, Charlie?
With potatoes and carrots.
Yeah, hi, Ernie.
Hi, Dad. Hey, Dad, you're not going to throw that away, are you?
Well, that's what I had in mind.
But I haven't checked for valuable stamps yet.
Oh, well, here, be my guest.
This kid spends half his time in trash cans and waste baskets.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Some of the best ones are found like this. A guy in Kentucky spotted a whole bunch of valuable stamps and some old waste paper. He sold them for more than $23,000. Wow.
On second thought, move over.
When's the stamp collection coming, Ernie?
Okay, I guess.
Yep, stamp collecting is a great hobby. Never forget the day I got my first Azerbaijan overprint.
Good luck. Golly, what happened to your collection, Dad?
Well, I traded it for a slightly used saxophone. Hey, you got a Liberian triangle, huh?
Yeah, that's the one I'm proudest of. Cost me my Rough Riders commemorative and all of Madagascar.
Well, it looks like you've got a pretty good start here, Ren.
Do you ever collect anything, Uncle Charlie?
Sure. I had the greatest collection of cigar bands in Upper Sandusky.
Cigar bands?
Kids used to come for miles around to see him and try to trade me out of
them. I used to collect baseball cards, too.
I didn't know they had baseball cards in the old days.
Oh, sure. I had Gabby Hartnett, Bobo Newsom, all of them. Yeah, collecting can be fun. Butterflies, rocks, bottle caps.
A guy I knew collected doorknobs.
Doorknobs, huh?
He had trunks full of them. Never went anywhere without a screwdriver.
Yeah, knowing other collectors and sharing your enthusiasm, that's half the fun.
Least half.
Do some of your friends collecting stamps, too, Ern?
One in particular. Hey, Chip, I got a whole set of Polish cat stamps. Want to see them?
Sure, let's sit down. Boy, that collection's really grown, you know?
Yeah. Neat, huh?
Yeah, neat. All kinds of cats. Where'd you get them?
Approval sheet. Boy, wait till Melissa sees this one with the kittens. A girl doesn't care if a stamp is valuable, just so it's cute.
Well, you've got neat pollen. Let's see how you're doing in Liberia.
Don't worry. I still have my triangle.
Oh, good. I just thought...
I know what you thought. A beautiful girl like Melissa couldn't go for a kid like me unless she was after something.
Ernie, I had to learn about women like Melissa through long, tough experience.
Let me make my own mistakes. They're half the fun.
You need somebody to wise you up. You think girls are just boys' gift wrap.
Do you think I'm a kid?
No. I think you're riding for a fall with Melissa. And she won't be around to pick up the pieces.
Chip, I just offered to show my Polish cats to you. I didn't sign up for any lectures on women.
Hi, Melissa.
Chip, my goodness, you scared me.
Why should you be scared of me?
I just meant jumping out like that.
I used to wait for you here a lot, remember?
I'm in kind of a hurry.
I want to talk to you for a minute.
Mother's waiting for me.
This won't take long. I hear you're a stamp collector now.
It's a very interesting hobby. Is that what you want to talk about?
No, I want to talk about Ernie. You and Ernie.
Ernie is a very nice boy, and he has the most perfect Liberian triangle I ever saw.
Well, sure he has, and that's all you really care about.
Chip, what a terrible thing to say. I think Ernie is cute. And we have a common interest.
Yeah, the Liberian Triangle.
Ernie and I are just friendly stamp collectors.
Ernie's just a kid and can't take care of himself. And I'm not going to let you give him the same treatment I got.
You're wrong. It's not the same at all with Ernie. And if I said I was sorry about what happened between you and me...
It's too late to think about us. You're not seeing Ernie anymore, or...
Or what?
If I have to, I'll tell Ernie about how you and me used to share your mother's brownies and all that junk.
I know you. You wouldn't tell Ernie about us. You couldn't hurt him.
Oh, hi. How's the research coming?
The research is done, Dad. This is Francois Williams.
Enchanté, mademoiselle.
Merci. My name is really Francis, Mr. Douglas. I just thought Francois sounded more literary.
Oh, it does.
I still can't get this phrase.
Rob, I thought Bernadine was...
She was, Dad. Francoise is for grammar. She's the freshman editor of the school magazine. She wrote this story that's so profound that nobody knows what it means.
Sounds as if Francoise is as good in her field as Bernadine was in hers.
Right. Nothing but the best.
And you're still...
A coordinator. It really takes a lot out of a guy.
Well, but don't push yourself too hard. Nice adventure, Francoise.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas.
Well, I'm off, Charlie.
Right.
Mind if I steal a piece of your cheese?
Help yourself. Robbie got it all out for one of his low-calorie specials.
No, Charlie. I'm not so sure I approve of this beauty queen assembly line he's set up to manufacture his sociology project.
Well, trust Robbie to find a way to make sociology social.
Honey, she's not your friend.
Well, you know.
I do know. I went through the same thing with her about a year ago.
I don't believe it.
Well, she was a coin collector then, and so was I. I walked her home every afternoon. We put our heads together over the coin catalog.
I don't want to hear.
In less than a week, she had my 1894 Indian head penny and my silver 3-cent piece. And then it was goodbye and get lost.
Melissa's not like that.
Ernie, she's being nice to you for one reason. She wants your Liberian triangle.
Take it back.
Ernie, I'm telling you for your own good.
Take it back.
Ernie.
Take it back.
Ernie, check. Ernie, come on, cut that out. What's the matter with you fellas? Come on, what's going on here?
Nothing.
We were just kidding around.
Well, it didn't look like kidding around to me.
I was trying to show Ernie how a smart guy keeps his guard up.
And is that your story, Ernie? Well, next time, don't make the demonstration quite so realistic, okay?
Okay.
Let me out of the driveway, will you?
Ernie?
I'll show you. I'll prove Melissa isn't after my Liberian triangle.
Ernie?
I love these stamps from the Netherlands, Ernie. The colors are so pretty.
Yeah.
Just never get tired of looking at them.
Hey, you want to check the approvals for grills and watermarks?
In a little while. I like you, Ernie. There really isn't anybody at school that knows as much about stamps as you do.
I like you too, Melissa.
Hey, look at the Nyasa draft. I'm going to get one of those.
Take this one.
I couldn't do that. I'll find one. They're not so hard to get.
But I want you to have this one. Anyway, since we're working together, I'll still be seeing it anytime I want to. Please.
Well, I'll take it. If you pick out one of my stamps.
Oh, no, Ernie.
Why not? Go ahead.
Well, if you're sure.
Anyone you want.
Anyone?
Sure, just like you said. As long as it's in your collection, I'll be able to see it anytime I want to.
You're the nicest boy I've ever known, Ernie.
I guess it was 11.
Well, do you know when Melissa will be in?
No. I'll call back. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, hi, Ernie.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi.
Say, what's wrong with Ernie?
Search me. He's been glooming around the house ever since he got home from school.
Well, got any more trouble with Chip?
I don't think so. He didn't even argue with me when I told him he had to wash his hair tonight.
Charlie, wait a minute. I'll take those. The Japanese airmail stamp, maybe that'll cheer him up. Hi, Rob.
So long, Dad.
Just passing through?
Yeah, I really got a barrel on that Soch project.
Well, give my regards to Francoise.
Oh, she's all finished. Lucy Jane Atkins is taking over now.
What is Lucy Jane's specialty?
Grammar. You see, Francoise was inspired, but she kind of let the commas just fall where they may. The Lucy Jane diagram sentence is just for kicks.
So long.
Ernie, I'm sorry about what I said. You know, about Melissa.
It's okay.
No, it isn't. I had no right butting in. I won't do it again, honest. Just don't be sore at me.
thoughts, aren't you?
You sure? You feel okay?
I feel great.
Ernie, I thought you might like to have this.
Thanks, Dad.
It looks like a new issue.
Yes, sir.
No more boxing demonstrations.
Ernie knows how to take care of himself.
I guess this laundry's all mine.
Hey, how about that? It's really a neat one. Aren't you gonna put it away? It's a new issue, all right.
Later.
I knew it. He's just got his Liberian triangle.
Hi, Chip.
Hi, Melissa. Your mom or dad home?
Mother is. How have you been, Chip?
Great. I'm selling tickets to the Little League picnic.
Come in. We'll talk about it. I know Daddy will buy at least 3 tickets to the picnic.
Swell.
I thought maybe you wanted to give me another warning.
No, I guess I was pretty dumb. You have the right to go with anybody, even Ernie.
Are you in a hurry, Chip?
No, not that much.
Could you stay and have some cookies and milk?
Why not? Your mom still make those great brownies?
Of course. Nothing's changed, Chip. Not really.
What's the matter, Ernie?
Nothing.
No, come on. There's been something bothering you the last few days. Why don't you tell me about it? Is it something Chip's done?
Oh, Chip was right. He warned me about Melissa Carter. She didn't like me at all. She just pretended to, till she got my Liberian triangle. Then wham!
And you wish Chip hadn't been right about her.
Next time I'm not going to be so dumb. I should have listened to Chip.
Ernie, I'll tell you something. Sometimes good advice about girls is the hardest kind to take.
Dad?
No.
Sometimes a guy can give other people good advice, but he don't take it himself.
Oh, frequently. You mean, Melissa and Chip?
I'm afraid so.
Have another one, Chip.
Thanks, they're the greatest.
This is like old times. Remember the school picnic when you and I went in the 3-legged race, Chip?
Yeah, Margaret Ann Carver and Bud Beeman claimed we tripped them.
I've still got the blue prize ribbon.
You have?
Uh-huh. Here it is.
What do you know?
I'll bet you and I could just walk away with all the prizes at the Little League picnic.
Yeah, but you'll probably be teaming up with Ernie.
No. You were right about Ernie and me. Didn't work out.
You're not seeing him anymore?
No. All he ever talks about is stamps, and he is only in the 4th grade.
He must have been pretty shook.
He's young. He'll get over it. Chip, maybe we could even practice some of the races before the picnic.
I don't know.
Don't you believe me about Ernie?
I want to.
Isn't there any way that I can prove that Ernie and I are through?
Maybe there is.
Just tell me how, Chip. I want it to be like old time.
Rob?
Yeah, Ernie?
Are you busy? Can I talk to you?
Oh, I'm not too busy. Have a seat. What's on your mind?
Well,
You see, Chip said you knew all about girls. Well, there's this girl.
You?
Me. And that isn't the worst. She's an older woman.
Well, how much older?
2 years at least.
11. Boy, a real old lady.
Well, if you're gonna make jokes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sit down again. Let's hear it, honey.
What I want to know is, how do you keep from getting involved? You meet a girl, it's all ice cream and cake, strictly for laughs. Then before you know it, you're waiting for her after school and carrying her books.
And wondering why she doesn't answer the phone. And if she's really out with her father.
And whether that boy she's kissing is really her brother, like she says.
Well, you know something, Ernie? It's the education of a man. We all go through it. Little by little, you'll learn, and, well, maybe next time you'll have more sense.
Will I?
Of course not.
Gee, thanks, Rob. I feel better already.
Hey, Ernie.
Yeah?
You can bring your problems to me anytime.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Chip.
How come you're not over at Melissa Carter's house?
She bores me.
She does?
All she talks about is the pretty colors and the cute pictures. Because that's what stamp collecting's all about. I'm not going to waste any more time on her.
I think you're smart.
Anyway, by next week, she'll probably be collecting something else.
Say, I found this. I think it's yours.
I thought it was gone for good. So that's what you were doing over at Melissa's house.
Yeah. You ought to be more careful with valuable stuff like Liberian triangles.
I'm gonna be, from now on. Chip? Thanks.
Okay.
This young lady...
Ruth Hazel Lerner. She types over 100 words a minute.
I suppose she's typing your sociology project.
Yeah, and I think it'll be great, Dad. I really should pull an A on this.
Rob, for your own good, I don't think I can let you turn in this paper.
Not turn it in? But, Dad, this is the best thing I've ever done.
You haven't done it? Do you think it's fair to take the credit when 4 girls have done all the work?
All the work? Now, Dad...
Bernadine did the research, Francoise did the writing, grammar courtesy Lucy June, and now typing by Hazel Ruth.
Ruth Hazel.
I'm sorry.
But I'm the one who coordinated.
But the girls have done the work.
But they're supposed to. That's the whole point of the project, Dad. It's called The Role of the Executive Coordinator in Today's Society of Specialists. Put 4 specialists together and coordinated.
Hi, Chipper.
Dad, you know the Little League picnic's 2 weeks from Saturday.
Well, that's right. I promised to buy some tickets, didn't I?
Well, you'll only need 4. I won't be going.
Well, why not?
I plan to be sick.
¶¶